This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. At least 28,000 people have died following last Monday's devastating earthquakes. As the humanitarian crisis grows, the Turkish government is investigating construction professionals for possible wrongdoing that may have led to so many buildings collapsing. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
Rescuers in Antakya, Turkey, pulled out a 23-year-old man still alive after being trapped in rubble for nearly a week. He says it's been days since he heard sounds of life from any others. For hundreds of thousands more, it's about recovering and burying their loved ones or simple survival.
The people who've lost their homes, whose children don't have schools to go to, who have no food, who have no money.
The UN's Humanitarian Emergency Relief Coordinator, Martin Griffiths. Meanwhile, the Turkish government has been arresting dozens of people in the building industry, blaming them for faulty construction.
Questa catastrofe, questa...
As Pope Francis at the Vatican prays for the victims and survivors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States, in coordination with Canada, shot down what's being called a high-altitude object that entered Canada's airspace. Justin Trudeau is Canada's prime minister.
NORAD confirmed that an unidentified object entered unlawfully Canadian airspace. It represented a reasonable threat to civilian aircraft, so I give the order to take it down.
Meanwhile, the airspace over Lake Michigan has been temporarily restricted due to national defense reasons, according to the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration. The notice said the airspace was being restricted for national defense reasons. There was no immediate comment from the Pentagon or the FAA. This is VOA News. Belgian prosecutors have charged another European Union lawmaker, Marc Tarabella, with corruption in a cash-for-influence scandal. He was charged with corruption, money laundering, and membership in a criminal organization. Tarabella's lawyer said his client denies any wrongdoing. U.S. President Joe Biden has called for an agreement to be reached in Israel on sweeping changes to the judiciary that are being pushed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hard-right government, which has sparked nationwide protests. Israel's parliament may on Monday begin the legislation process of the judicial overhaul, which would increase the government's sway in selecting judges while weakening the Supreme Court's power to strike down laws or rule against the executive. The push has prompted nationwide protests and calls on the government to slow down and reach a broad agreement on the judicial plan, which polls have shown has relatively little support, as it is presently stated. New Zealand is bracing for the remains of Cyclone Gabrielle, which the country's weather service says poses a very high risk of extreme, impactful, and unprecedented weather over many regions of the North Island from Sunday to Tuesday. Chris Hipkins is New Zealand's Prime Minister.
Severe weather is on the way. Weather is notoriously unpredictable, so we don't know exactly what that severe weather is going to entail, but everyone across the country should be prepared for that.
Significant heavy rains and damaging winds could cause dangerous river conditions, and significant flooding is expected. Sports fans in the United States and elsewhere are preparing for the Super Bowl to be played later on Sunday. As always, there is as much action off the field as on. The Super Bowl is also the biggest day of the year for TV advertising. Laurel Bowman has more.
The two top quarterbacks and the two strongest teams in the NFL will go face-to-face when the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles. And after a starring role in last year's Super Bowl broadcast, cryptocurrency firms are expected to sit out the 2023 game, but the annual advertising extravaganza, which is a kind of competition among marketers that runs parallel to the American Football Championship, will feature an array of beer and car brands. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The British Defense Ministry said Sunday that over the past 2 weeks, Russia has likely suffered its highest rate of casualties since the first week of the invasion of Ukraine nearly 1 year ago. The ministry's observation is based on Ukrainian data, saying the average of Russian casualties over the past 7 days was 824 per day. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.